On this week's Xaverin Show, not with James, with me, Toolkit Edition, I have my best buddy Javier on, and he will give us an introduction to the Xaverin Community Toolkit. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Xaverin Show. I'm your host, Gerald, not James this time, and I have my best friend in the entire universe, Javier, on. Javier, hola, amigo. How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, Gerard. Welcome. What a new host. That's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, I try to look a little bit like James. I'm trying to do the best friend in the world. I'm trying to top him. I hope I will be nailing this one. But Javier, let's talk about you, because we've known each other from our time together at the Xamarin Forms team. I've been there shortly, and you're still on that team. And now together, at least from the Microsoft side, we are doing this together with the community, but we are running this Xamarin Community Toolkit. So actually, this is the Xamarin Show Community Toolkit Edition, if you will. And we are driving this from Microsoft, and you're here to give us a little introduction, what it's all about.
Yeah, that's a really exciting moment, because usually when we are here in the Community Toolkit, usually we are talking about new Xamarin Forms functionality or how to do something about related with Xamarin Forms. But today we are here to talk about the Xamarin Community Toolkit. And it's a new thing. It's very exciting. We are working in that in the last month, and now we have the first stable release, and it's a perfect moment to talk about it. And also have the community word in the name, and that's very important, because it's about you. Yeah, I'm talking about you that are watching us, because you are the most important part. You are who will give the feedback, who will all progress with us, what will be included, how we will include it, and also you can contribute with new amazing stuff. So we are here today to do a quick introduction about what is exactly the Community Toolkit, how it works, and how to contribute.
Absolutely. And, you know, but that's a thing that I always want to emphasize, that, you know, contributing is not just contributing code. So we're happy with any contribution. We are at the time of recording. Maybe if you're watching this, we also have the official docs in place on the official docs website. So, you know, if you're better at writing text than writing code, that's perfectly fine. You can contribute to that. Or, you know, open an issue, triage an issue, just, you know, try to reproduce the actual issue that you're seeing, provide back the actual results that you're seeing in a comment, or maybe review a PR. Anything that will help us make the Community Toolkit better is a contribution in our view. So, you know, there's lots of way you can contribute. But Javier, what are you going to show us today? What are we going to talk about?
So, first of all, I want to explain, because probably there are many developers that don't know exactly what is that, what are we talking about. So let's start explaining what is exactly the Community Toolkit. So I'm going to share my screen. And first of all, let's explain where the developers can find the Community Toolkit. And it's in GitHub. It's a Xamarin repository, and the name of the repository is Xamarin Community Toolkit. First of all, we have released recently Xamarin Forms 5, and again, we are going to talk a lot about the Community Toolkit, but let me explain very quickly what's happened with Xamarin Forms 5, because probably some developer will grade their application and will not find something like, I don't know, the media element or the expander. And that's because Xamarin Forms 5 is a release with the main focus in stability, in improved performance, and in progress with stable functionality. So what happened with that functionality that comes from the community and still need to continue iterating, continue receiving feedback, continue improving. And what we have done is move this kind of functionality to the Community Toolkit. So first of all, the Community Toolkit is the new home for stuff like the expander, like the media element, like the C# markup extensions, or like the camera view that was not probably not many people know about it because it was just a PR, an open PR, mm-hmm. never was included in any release. But we are moving some of the big functionality from the community that are also PRs in Xamarin Forms to the toolkit. So we have now the camera view in the toolkit that is use a control to manage the camera and do with functionality related with the camera. And there are other stuff like that, like for example, pop-ups that was a PR in the Xamarin Forms repository, and now, just now, is a PR in the Xamarin Community Toolkit. So first of all, if you are searching
sorry to interrupt you, Javier, but no, so what this okay. is we have Xamarin Forms 5, which has a couple of experimentals. Like I think you already mentioned them all: the expander, the C# for markup, media element. Yeah. I think there was one more. I can't really remember. Anyway,
C# markup extensions, media yeah. element, expander. And
that's it. Let's just say that's it. Camera view. Yeah, so the camera view was a PR. Anyway, we're taking at least those experimentals out of Xamarin Forms 5 and put them in the community toolkit. So that's cool. Because Xamarin Forms 5 is like the version that will be here for a while. And then we will have .NET MAUI, right? So to kind of like take at least those experimental features and also accommodate for other controls and other very common things like converters and behaviors and effects that people are copying over and over again from all of their projects. We are trying to combine all of those things into the community toolkit and not just us doing all the work, but we really want to make it about the community, an easy project where you can also come and contribute. We are very helpful. We are very nice people. If you have questions, please ask us. So that's kind of the thing that we try to do with the community toolkit, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's a very interesting way to include new functionality. I remember that with Xamarin Forms 5, we are in a stability moment where we are more focused on performance, fixing bugs, etc., and not include more functionality. But if you want to include new functionality, the community toolkit is an excellent way. And also, it's a project more smaller than Xamarin Forms, of course, and it's very easy to contribute. The pace to move things from PRs to releases is very, very short. So I think that also is a very interesting project where contribute. And as you say, there are many converters, effects, and other elements that many developers use and copy and paste between different projects. And that's the excellent way to share with the world community and have all this stuff ready to use between project use installing the community toolkit. So that's the intention and what we want to have with the community toolkit is use a library with many converters, effects, controls that expand the possibilities of Xamarin Forms.
All right. So can we see what it's all about?
Yeah. Now that we know exactly what is the toolkit, let's see how this works. First of all, it's available in Nugget, so you can find it in Nugget, of course. Now we have released the first stable version, so here we are. The package is xamarin.communitytoolkit. We have also some nightly release, so if you want to test the last bit, you are able to do that. And to start using the toolkit, the only thing that you need to do is use this namespace. It's very easy to remember. And start accessing and using the controls or the functionality that you have. There are and will be more and more official documentation. For that, there are another repo, of course. As Gerald said before, you don't need to create the new, big, amazing new control in the toolkit. You are contributing just using the toolkit and giving feedback about what's works, what is not work, or if you want to change something. And another very, very interesting way to contribute is to use with the documentation. So if you want to contribute with that in Microsoft Docs, there are the Xamarin Community Toolkit project related with the documentation where we are filling and writing the documentation related with the different parts, you know, the controls, how to use the control behaviors, etc. So that's it. And we have said that, but of course, there are a wiki with a small guide about how to contribute. There are nothing different related with what you can find in other .NET projects, but just remember that you can contribute in very, very different ways. So now that we know exactly what is the toolkit and how to install and use it, let's see very quickly the project structure, mainly thinking in people that maybe want to contribute. The main namespace is xamarin.communitytoolkit, and we organize everything in different folders, very easy to follow, and of course, folders with sense. You will find all the converters in the converter folder with the xamarin.communitytoolkit.converters namespace, the FX in the FX folder, views, etc. So let's jump to see this in Visual Studio. Let me increase a little bit the font. When you open the Xamarin Community Toolkit repository, you can find different projects. The default project would only include the library. Take a look to that because it's just a single library. Of course, we give support to different platforms thanks to use different targets in the project. So we are using multi-targeting. And then we have a specific project for the C# markup extensions. If you want to contribute with that, I'm sure that Vincent will be very happy with that. Then we have many projects related with the sample. So there are a main project where we have, of course, all the views here on the page and all the view models. And you can find the different projects for every native platform. We have also some unit tests. So if you want and include some functionality, we are using some mock servers and some tests using XUnit. So will be very nice if you include some testing. We have, of course, continuous integration that are passing all these tests every time that someone sent a PR, etc. And with every release. And let's see very quickly the structure of the toolkit. So if you want to include converters, you can find all the converters here. There are some many commons converter. I mean, probably you have created converters like is null or empty converter, or more typical inverted bool converter. I think that probably this is the most copied converter between one project to other project and other and again and again. So that's the idea, to have many converters very useful and that are common use. And then we have also FX. There are many interesting FX. Some ones are more smaller, like this icon theme color that use will theme an image. And there are very huge FX, like this touch effect that allow you to manage stuff like, for example, a long press. Tab that is something, for example, not supported by default by Xamarin Forms. So you can find new, very nice functionality here using FX. And then, of course, we have some extensions. We have some helpers. We have some other elements. And probably the more interesting and used elements are the views. There are many views. There are, for example, the avatar view to show avatars, bucket view to manage buckets, and tab view. That is a very interesting one to create tabs with high possibilities of customization.
Everyone is going to be excited about the tab view. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and there will be new PRs very soon with new functionality. Now that we have Forms 5 with allowing loops in the carousel view, probably something very cool to include also with tabs. So, of course, we only not have the views with controls. We have also layouts like this uniform and grid layout, and there are other layouts like this dock layout that probably if you come from other frameworks like WPF, you probably know about it. So let me very quickly compile and show up the sample. Because probably if you launch it, let me choose another emulator that I have already running to do this faster.
Yeah, so just to recap, this is mostly you know, the converters' behaviors and that. And probably if you're using that in your project, it is too small to, you know, bother creating a library from it. So you just keep copying it from project to project and maybe tweak it here and there. So there's different versions out there. It's a big mess. We're trying to solve that for you by combining them all in this package, and you can install that and do that. Together with that, we also have all the features coming out of Xamarin Forms 5 experimental. We are taking that, but we're not stopping there. We're also introducing completely new controls like camera view, tab view, which, you know, allows you to customize the tab view with all your needs and wishes. So that's great. And Javier is going to show you our little sample app here right now.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a good point. Maybe you have a behavior that is very useful and you have copied again, again and again between projects, but is not big enough to create a new library. But yeah, the community toolkit is the perfect place to put that behavior and contribute with the community. And then you will have not only this behavior in a easy way in the next project, but also you will have the feedback from us, from the community, to continue improving the behavior. And yeah, everybody is winning with that. So the sample application is very easy to use. There are a main menu with everything divided in different categories. You know, we have the behaviors, converter, effects, extension, of course, the test case. The tests are very important, views, and feature markup. There are very, very nice behaviors or converters like dev into common behavior. Or for example, I love this masked behavior that allow you to create some mask. For example, to fill some credit card numbers or some dates, some other values. There are nice converters. In the effects, you can find very nice effects like the touch one with many possibilities. As you can see, every behavior, every converter, every effect, or every view. Let me navigate to the views. There are a good number of views so far. Let me go, for example, to the top view. So everything have their own sample where tests and illustrate how everything is working. So we will have documentation, and we will have more and more documentation soon. But a good way to know how everything works so far is the sample. For example, if you want to know how the tab view works, you can navigate to the views, to the tab view. You can find here, for example, a getting started page where you can see that for use the tab view, you only need to, first of all, use the namespace, create the tab view. And to create the different tabs, you only need to create tab items inside the tab view, and the content of the tab view is as easy to create like this. So again, if you need to know how everything works, the sample probably is a good way to go.
Yeah, we're trying to have a sample for each and everything that is in our community toolkit. So if you're watching this and we don't have documentation yet, then you know, go out to the sample app. That's always a good idea, and you can always see how the stuff is working there. I think we have a pretty good overview right now what the toolkit is, what it all can do. We've talked about how you can contribute if you have any trouble with that. We are just getting ramped up still, although we're doing this for a couple of months. So not everything might be in place yet in terms of documentation and help that you need, but please reach out to us. We are very helpful, and we'll find you the way to do how. So thank you for watching this very special Xamarin Show Toolkit edition, the very first episode. So I'm a little bit proud. Please like this video if you've actually liked it. There will be much more. Ding that bell to become part of that notification squad. Is that what James say? So please do that, and we'll be seeing you for the next episode.
Absolutely. And again, if you have any feedback about the community toolkit, there are different ways to communicate, not only GitHub or social networks. We have also a channel in Discord, in the Xamarin Discord. So if you want to connect and chat with us and with the world community using the community toolkit, you are welcome. And thanks for watching.
Hey, James here. Just wanted to check in and thank you for watching this video. Now do all the things that you know you want to do, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell to become part of the notification squad. While you're here, check out all these awesome videos that I've already recorded. Click on that thing. Click it. Watch it. Do it.